And now we welcome business commentator Rebecca Stevenson. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning, Catherine.
Rebecca is the head of the Auckland Bureau of Business Desk. I think you have been fishing out of this miserable and bleak year for so many businesses. A struggle, a fight for many of them, and boy have they fought. Just learning from those zero results on the thriving small business environment at the moment, we know many have lost their businesses or they've made the very rational decision not to continue, but others have survived and have thrived. And you've been on the lookout for some of the success stories of the year, Rebecca.
Yeah, and it's been really nice to see that there are some. And it is one of the best things, I think, about being a business reporter and being involved in this industry is you do get to meet these incredible entrepreneurs and see businesses that are succeeding, growing, providing jobs, you know, and doing good things for the New Zealand economy. And there are a number of them that sort of stuck out for me this year. And they're all at different stages, really, of their development, the ones I've chosen. So the first one I wanted to talk about was a little company in Hamilton called Shift 72. That has had a fantastic year on the back of COVID. Before COVID, it had about 10 staff and wasn't profitable. But now, coming into the end of the year, its revenue has increased about 740% and it's grown its staff to about 40 and is now making a profit. So quite a phenomenal change in that business because of something that's been quite upsetting to other sort of economic factors. And what does it do? So it's in the video streaming business. And so because cinemas around the world had to close and in particular film festivals had to cancel what they were doing, Shift 72 has stepped into the breach and it has now been bringing online all these film festivals around the world. So they got a call, an SOS call from a Copenhagen-based film festival called CPX Docs. You know, they had to pull out from their event. Basically overnight, this Hamilton company, Shift 72, has put online this platform for them so that they can sell tickets and stream their services and keep money coming in and keep their business going. And because they did a really good job of that first company that had a desperate need for them, they've just told everybody about it. You know, and the chief executive, David White, has said they've been getting about 50 inquiries a day since then. And, you know, hundreds of film festivals are now wanting to host events with them online. They put 60 new film festival video sites live in November, and they've got about 300 that they've done since April.
This is going to be a real business, ongoing business opportunity for so many, this pivot to online. Now, it won't continue 100% as it has been. I don't know about you, but I want to get out and see things in the flesh again. But the real driver for this also, as we were talking to our tech commentator last week, is we've had a 5-year leap in our uptake of technology in one year. And so it'll settle back to a mix of the old way and the new way, but there's plenty of room for the new way for anyone who's good at this stuff.
Yeah, there's been an absolute sort of transformation in a lot of companies that were lagging and businesses that thought, hey, we can just get by doing what we're doing with our bricks and mortar and relying on footfall and that sort of thing. A lot of businesses have had to very quickly think about how they're going to get money from people just through the internet. So it's definitely prompted a lot of innovation, or maybe catching up is a better way of putting it in some ways.
Okay, and the next big thing, we're always looking for that. What have you spotted?
Yeah, so there's a really cool company called Fingermark that's come from a Manawatu man called Luke Irving, and it has been around for a long time. I think it was founded in about 2005, and it's what I would term a sort of a slow grower. You know, Luke founded his business and he didn't go out and raise money or try and do the classic sort of startup venture. He actually has products. You know, they sell touchscreen kiosks, mostly to the fast food industry, and he's actually grown real clients, has real money, and has managed to grow his business into turning over, I think it's about $12 million he expects this year. He was expecting about a $30 million revenue this year, but of course COVID did sort of put a little bit of halt on. A lot of the fast food players just weren't making big investments. At the moment, it has some absolutely huge clients, Chick-fil-A, which is a really massive fast food chain in the US. It's recently signed McDonald's in Australia, and it's also got deals with Yum Global, who's huge. They own KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell in many countries, other than New Zealand, I would say, because we have our own restaurant brands here. But they've got a new part of their business, which Luke is really excited about, that he thinks is going to be the big unicorn or the potential billion-dollar tech play for this company. It's called IQ. And this is sort of leveraged off the kiosk business in a way. You know, they can realign it with the kiosk so that it actually tracks people. It's like a computer vision learning system whereby, you know, if a customer drives onto a fast food lot, immediately IQ picks them up. It can read their license plate. It can tell you what kind of car it is. And it sort of tracks them through and it can help the business work out, you know, where the food needs to be, what the customer might want even. And it's sort of integrating that across a lot of layers. That's being rolled out and trialed now in some fast food outlets in New Zealand and Australia. But it's also got some really cool applications in heavy industry. And this is where I think it could go absolutely gangbusters. I mean, because it can pick up and overlay vehicle data with human interactions and things like that, it could be used in the mining industry, in any sort of industry where there's people interacting with heavy vehicles and different sort of equipment. This vision learning learns and could sort of overlay data with the movements of the people and alert systems, you know, to say, hey, this person is getting very close to being under this big tire and those sort of things. So really interesting application, and it's already got a lot of interest. We've got the safety board for the five biggest mining companies in the world, including Rio Tinto, BHP and American United, which are running a pilot program using this Kiwi technology.
So what's so different about it from any other kind of camera tracking? Like, what's their special sauce?
Well, it's, I mean, they have a lot of cameras that are picking up the data, and then it's actually what's in the background and analyzing and sifting through. One of the things they're really pleased about is sort of the accuracy around it. You know, like, for example, when they're coming through the drive-through, they're incredibly efficient at picking up what the license plate is, for example. So if you've got, you know, a fast food client and you, maybe you're a McDonald's and you know that this customer, you can start to build up an idea about who these customers are and then offer them deals and things. So it'll know if you drive in at about 3 o'clock, you've done the school run and you're in a sort of a people mover. So the system will overlay the data and say, well, about this time, mum might be tired. She's done the school run. We should offer her a coffee deal. So it's really just about pulling out that useful data, overlaying it with the real time, what's happening in your business, and sort of merging those things together and then pulling out those insights like, we're really slow at doing this when the person drives into the drive-through, or okay, we know if someone's changing this tire that this is a danger zone that they can get into, and so we can change the way we're operating.
So primarily a data company, as you say, data analysis company, but then with the real-time intel coming in as well.
That's critical, I think, for the safety features in particular.
I'm happy with the safety features things. I'm not so happy about necessarily being sort of stalked around my supermarket shop saying, make sure this pops up in front of her now. But I know this is the way of the world. But certainly the safety stuff and the real time monitoring in that kind of situation, or anything that's going to give you greater productivity, has got, you know, it's got the big tick as far as I'm concerned. Mm. Now the other big deal is
Mighty Ape, of course. So they're sort of at the other end of the scale. You know, we've got Shift 72 that has about 10 staff. We've got Fingermark that has about 60. And then you've got Mighty Ape, who are now at the other end of its journey, and they've had a successful sellout. So this business has been sold for $128 million to Aussie retailer Kogan.com. Simon Barton, a New Zealander, founded this business in about 1995 as GameZone. It was rebranded in about 2008, and it has just grown to become one of New Zealand's largest online retailers. As of October 31, it's had about 895,000 subscribers. And it's just a fantastic business. I don't know if you've ever ordered from them, but it is just, it's a brilliant business. They deliver the product well. They deliver when they say they're going to deliver it. And it's just got really good customer service at the heart of its operations. And Kogan really liked that about it. You know, they said more than 70% of the Mighty Ape orders in the 12 months to October were repeat customers. You know, so this is just a great deal. Simon is going to stay on. He obviously owns most of this business, so he's done incredibly well out of that $128 million. But what I really love about it is they just started. You know, they didn't know what they were doing, particularly in 1995. You know, they just wanted to be involved in this industry. Simon had a huge interest in gaming, which was why they launched his Game Zone, and then just sort of kept adding things and doing things. And there's a really fabulous interview Simon Barton gave a number of years ago where he talked about they just built the website and never had a back end originally. And then sort of an order came through and then they went, oh no, now we need to work out how to do that. But he thinks that's actually been a really big advantage for the business. They haven't been shackled to technology that they bought off the shelf. They've just been doing it themselves and been able to be innovative, fast, and just move quickly without being shackled to lots of things holding them back.
Yes, another thing we thought might have changed a few businesses over the course of 2020, the power of just do it and cut out all the layers in the middle. I'm not sure how much of that's going to stick, though. Hopefully quite a bit.
I mean, and that's the thing. There are swathes of startups that I could have talked about today. And I think that's one of the really exciting things about the New Zealand business community is there are so many people that are keen to give it a go. And we are seeing so many young people starting their own businesses now. And one potential sort of positive byproduct, I suppose, about all of the upheaval of this year and people feeling that, you know, job opportunities and things are taken away from them is it may encourage some people to be entrepreneurial, to have a crack at starting up a business. There's loads of them in New Zealand that are doing really well. There seems to be a huge appetite for business investment this year. We've seen just tons of capital raisings for these small startups. So what we've seen is that COVID has actually lowered a lot of barriers for global investment because we're all on the same Zoom call. And Kiwi companies have really been looking to take advantage.
Well said. Rebecca, thank you heaps for everything you've done for us this year. Have a enjoyable Christmas, and I hope there's a holiday and a bit of a time of refreshment coming for you too.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Rebecca Stevenson is the Auckland Bureau Chief of Business Desk.